calm has returned to Baltimore, Maryland. There were riots in parts of the city after a funeral was held for an African-American man who died after being arrested. Baltimore officials canceled a nighttime curfew last weekend. They had earlier ordered people to stay off the streets from 10 o'clock at night to 5 o'clock in the morning because of the rioting. 25-year-old Freddie Gray suffered spinal injuries while being detained by police. He later died from those injuries. Government lawmakers have charged 6 police officers, 3 of them African American, with crimes related to his death. The city is working to get back to normal after a week of violence. Volunteers are helping people in the neighborhoods that were affected by the unrest. Antonio Hayes is a Maryland lawmaker. He represents parts of Baltimore in the state's legislature. He says he had no problem finding people to help victims of the riots.
They want to see Baltimore be better. Everything's not back to a normal state, as we still have somewhat of an occupied city by the different law enforcement agencies here. But I think overall, the majority of Baltimore residents are reclaiming their communities and standing up.
Some volunteers created a food bank, a place where people can get free food and prepared meals. Kavette Buford lives on the other side of Baltimore. Volunteers like her came to help this neighborhood.
We're just trying to get everybody the things that they need. And also after the CVS burnt down, a lot of the stores out here were looted.
The meals, fresh fruit, and other foods were a big help to Trikeisha Pills and her 2 children.
It means a lot, especially with a lot of the stores messed up and stuff now, and a lot of people can't get to, you know, get the stuff that they need. So it definitely means a lot.
Nearby, a number of faith-based organizations are helping young boys and girls to smile again. Lore McDaniel is a religious leader. He organizes the after-school activities for the children.
It's trying to help the children have positive influence here in the community.
Joanne Brewer helps children deal with the loss of a family member to violence. Her son and grandson were murdered years ago.
This community can bounce back. It don't take that long. It bounced back since yesterday.
Many people in the neighborhood are thankful for the time and energy the volunteers are giving to help the area recover and build hope for the future. I'm Marcia James. Words in this story. Food bank. Noun. A place that has free food for poor people. Loot. Verb, to steal things from a place, such as a store or house, during a war or after destruction has been caused by fire or rioting. Messed up. Idiom, destroyed, in poor condition. Stuff, noun, informal. Materials, supplies, or equipment. A group or pile of things that are not specifically described. Bounce back. Idiom. To recover after a disability, illness, blow, or defeat. Do people in your country volunteer to help those who are victims of riots or other kinds of violence? We want to hear from you. Write your thoughts in the comments section.